Good morning, Rex. This is Jim. Well, I'm outside, and I'm getting ready to tape this thing. This is more of a job than you would think it is. More of a job than I thought it would be. You may hear some background noise. That's traffic off in the distance. You may hear a bird or two. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is start the car, and I'll position the microphone at the driver's head position with the door open, and I'll let it sit there for a while so you get a feel for what that is, and then I'll change positions and I'll make commentary so you know what it is when I do it. Okay, so this next one's going to be at the head position. Okay, a little more detail. What you're about to hear will be with the microphone position at the head level, with the car starting with the door open, and then I'm going to close the door to give you a feel for how loud it is with the door closed. Okay, here we go.
Try again.
All right, so now what I'm going to do is set the microphone about 10 feet away from the car, on the driver's side, just off the rear, so that you can hear what the exhaust sounds like from that distance, okay? Hang on.
I've got the microphone in the same position, but I've added 10 dB of attenuation. What I'm going to do is start the car and then gun the engine a few times. I've got to add some extra attenuation because it gets louder and the recording levels go too high. Here we go.
What I'm going to do is start it, put it in gear, step on the gas a little bit.
Okay, I'm back. What I was doing there when I held it in gear is I was just taking the engine up to about 2 grand. Wasn't really forcing it a lot. In the previous cut where I raced the engine pretty hard, I was taking it up to 3-4 grand and letting it idle down. I'd like to give you a drive-by if I could, and it'd be nice to take this out on the road so you could hear what it sounds like on the road. But unfortunately, I don't have a portable tape recorder, and that, of course, has caused me a lot of complication. Two, I run into problems because it gets difficult to set the recording levels just right. I don't have an automatic gain control on this, and I did that intentionally, actually. And that makes it a little difficult to do a drive-by, say. really the thing to do would be to have the recorder in the car and have the microphone with you. Anyway,